want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you with comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. So I run a membership group. I also am going to be launching a new group coaching program at the beginning of next month. And I have been doing this for quite a long time. And one of the things, and as I talked about and I mentioned when I was promoting this podcast, I think that this is probably one of, and there are a number of things, but this is one of the actual like actions that I think is probably the most important action that a person can take if they are interested. First off, if you're interested in losing weight, but if you're interested in really getting a handle on your eating in general and recognizing why you eat, what your motivation is behind your eating, and just kind of getting a better understanding of why you eat. Because for many people, and I'm going to tell y'all, this is not me, but for many people, eating is just something. I used to work with somebody who'd be like, oh, I just keep forgetting to eat. It's just not that important to me. I'm like, what? Are you kidding? Food is not that important to you? Which I just couldn't understand. But there are definitely people that food is not a priority in their life. That is not me. And if you are an emotional eater, that is not you. So it's something that we're always trying to find a balance and trying to find that happy medium where we can enjoy food, but not obsess about food. And one of the, this habit, I think, I believe it's a habit. This habit is something that if it's so basic and it's so simple and it's so like, just, it's a no-brainer really, but you ask people to do it and it's kind of like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't think I can. So what am I talking about? It's probably, again, I think it's the most straightforward and most simple thing that you can do if you are really looking to lose weight. There's just one thing you have to do. And nobody wants to do it, but you have to. And that is giving up snacking. Not snacking will resolve a number of issues when it comes to your weight, when it comes to emotional eating, when it comes to just management of your life, if you're somebody who is preoccupied with food or enjoys food or just has an issue with food. And so, you know, it is so basic, it's so simple, but it is really, really can be very, very challenging for people. Some people have no issue with it at all. Other people really find it to be challenging. And I know for me, I know when I started realizing that I needed to curtail my eating, I never ate a meal. I snacked all day long. And so I would be kind of self-righteous of like, well, I don't really eat meals. No, I ate like 5 meals in 25 snacks that I had throughout the day. Because and I'm going to talk about the reason why. There's 3 really key reasons why you need to give up snacking if you want to lose weight and keep it off. I think that's probably the most important thing, is to lose weight and to keep it off. And there are going to be so many people who are going to hear this and be like, that is so much BS. And you should have snacks and you should eat every 2 hours and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. That is fine. I'm going to give you my three reasons as to why I think giving up snacking is really vital when it comes to not only management of your emotional eating, but also the prospect of losing weight. I think it's so very important. So I'm going to get kind of Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm going to get a little techie on you, but I'm also going to just give you some really more mental and emotional reasons why snacking is something that if you curtail your snacking, you will find your management of your life, your management of your weight, and your management of any sort of emotional eating so much easier to deal with. So, got three reasons why giving up snacking is just, I think, paramount when it comes to losing weight and managing emotional eating. So, number one, first thing is it's a habit. We teach our bodies how much food and how often we are going to feed it. So the more frequently that you eat, the more your body will grow accustomed to being fed food in those time intervals. So if you go, an hour and a half and you feel like you have to eat something, that's usually it, and you could be physically feeling hunger, but there's also a mental component. There's also that, oh, it's been a long time. Oh, I'm feeling hungry. Oh, I need to eat. If you have extra weight that you're carrying that you would like to lose, this is the first thing. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to stop snacking. If you are, if you're of normal weight and you are really active and you feel like, eating every couple hours is your thing, that's fine. I'm more specifically directing my attention towards those people who do desire to lose weight, and also have some challenges when it comes to maintaining or managing their relationship with food. And that's really where it can become very, very kind of dicey. So it can be really, really challenging to if this is something that you're constantly doing, and I'll explain to you why, but one of the reasons is it becomes a habit. So you train your body to expect that amount of food, but you also train your mind to think that you can't get by without food. And I'm going to tell you that when you've trained your mind to believe that you need food every couple of hours, if that's where you are, I would challenge you to look at, is it really food that you need? Is it not something else that you are replacing with food? And that is what you are using as we call it buffering. That's what you're buffering with. You're not actually dealing with what you truly need or what emotions you're truly feeling. So if you are a person who feels like, well, I could never get by without snacks, my question would be, why? Why can you not get by? We shouldn't ever be reliant on anything else to get us through the day. But if you feel like, I can't get by without a snack, that's telling you something. One, it might be telling you that you're not eating enough food in your regular meals, but also you might have an emotional dependency on the act of eating. And that could be because it brings you joy, because it's maybe there's not a lot of joy in your life. And so it seeks to be this thing that gives you joy in your life. It is a great remedy for boredom. It's a great remedy for loneliness, sadness. If you're angry, it's a great way to get out some frustration. So I would tell people to really look at if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I could never get through, or I'm so hungry all the time. One, are you eating enough at your meals? But two, is it truly hunger or is it a mental dependency? Are you mentally dependent upon having that break where you get to take care of yourself? Maybe there's another way. There's another form of self-care that you need that's not related to food. And again, I've directed this more towards people. If you have extra weight that you want to lose, this is that first step that you can take. Right. So that's the first one. It helps you become aware of, are you using food as a way of of buffering or not dealing with other issues in your life? Are you using snacking as a way of just avoiding it by keeping yourself occupied and distracting yourself from other things in your life that you might need, be needing to do? That was number one. Number two is there is a physiological reason. If you are interested in losing weight, there's a physiological reason why you want to go anywhere between 3.5 to 4 hours between your meals. And the reason why is that whenever you eat anything, could be could be an apple, it could be a Twinkie, it could be anything. And those are two extremes, but anything in between. Anytime you eat, your blood sugar gets elevated. And again, I don't care if it's an apple, I don't care if it's a stalk of broccoli or if it's a Twinkie. You always, your blood sugar gets elevated no matter what. Obviously, the Twinkie is going to elevate it a lot higher. But anytime our blood sugar gets elevated and we have an increased level of sugar in our blood, our pancreas is going to be notified and it's going to kick in and it's going to send some insulin into our bloodstream to bring our blood sugar back down because our body wants to stay kind of at an even level. So insulin comes into the bloodstream, brings the blood sugar down. That's great. Our bodies are amazing. But our bodies are also amazing because our body knows that there's all sorts of checks and balances within our bodies that are just amazing. But when your body recognizes that there's an increased amount of insulin in your bloodstream, it kind of sees it as a warning sign. So it's almost like a little red light goes on, and there's a little bit of a warning that like, oops, things are kind of getting a little crazy. And so what your body does is it, because it wants to preserve things as they are, because it kind of senses that there's some stress and there's some changes going on, it turns off and stops any fat burning from happening because it doesn't want you, your body doesn't want you to lose any more weight. Because again, from an evolutionary standpoint, our bodies always recognized as carrying extra weight was safety and was strength because we didn't know when we were going to have our next meal. So we had to have some extra weight on us because we wanted to make sure that we were going to survive if we went 3, 4, 5, 6 days without food because we weren't able to kill a wildebeest or whatever. So your body recognizes that, so it shuts down all fat burning. And from, when we were cavemen, that was great. But now shutting off that fat burning is not what we want to be doing, especially if you are seeking to lose weight or get lean. So the idea is if you go 3 to 4 hours between your meals, you're going to be able to keep your blood sugar is going to elevate immediately after eating a meal, but then it's going to come back down. Pancreas is going to bring in some insulin, bring the blood sugar back down, and then it maintains itself and it stays nice and low and level, and your body is able to eventually tap in to fat cells and use that as an energy source. So there are three sources of energy when your body needs when it's being active, or even you're sitting and thinking. Your body always has energy needs. There's three sources of nourishment for your body. First one is the food that you have immediately eaten. Whatever you've eaten, your body will use those nutrients first, uses all of those up, then your body turns to muscle glycogen. There's a tiny bit of glycogen, of sugar in your muscle. It will turn to that next, uses that up. Once those two areas are used, those two stores are used, then your body will tap in to fat cells. And that's ultimately what we want. You want to be using fat cells. We don't want to ever get to muscle, but we do want to get to fat cells. And that's usually the third place that our body goes to and uses that as a source of energy. So we want to get to that point. But if you're eating every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes or every hour, your body never ever has an opportunity to get to burning fat. It's always burning the sugar that your body is converting from the foods that it's immediately eaten. So there's twofolds. One, keep your blood sugar level at a low, a low even level, which, again, impacts your mood, impacts your ability to be able to do things physically. We want to keep it level in that way. We also want to keep it level so there's fat burning that's happening. And we want to make sure that we are using the fuel that we have in our bodies in a positive way, but also tapping into those fat cells if, in fact, you want to lose weight. So back in the day, they always used to say, oh, you should eat every 2 hours to keep your metabolism fired up. I'm going to tell you all, your metabolism is going to stay fired up no matter what. But that is, if you're looking to burn fat and you're looking to lose weight, that is not something that you want to do. You want to give yourself a little bit more time in between your meals. My recommendation is to people for people is to eat every 4 hours. So if you are a person who gets up really early in the morning and goes to bed really late at night, you might not have three meals. You might have four meals. But you need to give yourself that separation time in between your meals so your body, one, is able to use the fuel that it has, but then also it's able to tap into those fat cells. Another thing that is important to recognize is we are not always meant to be full. Full is a sign that your body has and your body gives you and tells you, you've eaten too much food. We don't need that much food. Your body, when you feel full, that is your body telling you, you have eaten more than we need to sustain and stay exactly where we are. So take that as a clue, like, oh, I might have eaten too much at that meal. Maybe next meal, I'm going to try to eat a little bit less, not in order to lose weight, just to be able to get in tune and let my body perform at its best level and it's ultimate in the ultimate way that it wants to. So again, first one, mindless eat, it's a habit. We teach our bodies how often we need to be fed. So you want to make sure that you give yourself that snacking is not becoming something that is a buffer or a separation or is causing you to not deal with things in your life. That's the first thing. Second one is to keep blood sugar level even, so you don't have those huge fluctuations and spikes in blood sugar, and you don't turn off fat burning from your body. The third and final reason as to why you would not want to snack is that your body, when we snack, we have absolutely no concept of how much food we're eating. None. We have no concept. Eating out of a chip bag does not let you know that you have had 16 chips, which is the average serving on a bag of chips, and you have no idea. You can pile down half a bag of chips in 10 minutes and not even feel anything and not even be aware of it. So it becomes very mindless. It becomes something that you're not conscious about. And when we are do some, do when we do things that we are not conscious about, we are not able to rein ourselves in and we're not able to control our reactions. And so it's really important to be able to make sure that when you are eating, you are focusing on what it is that you're eating, listening to your body and listening to your body and how much food you need to have, and then kind of making the decision about whether or not you need to continue to eat. We don't need snacking is, again, it's a habit. It's a habit that people have taken on, and it is also something that has been artificially created. We don't need that. Most people walking around eat twice as much food as what their body actually needs. Twice as much. If you split your meals in half, you will be amazed and not change anything. You will be amazed at how much your body will change, how much your taste will change, how much your desire to eat as much food will change. Now, am I saying not to enjoy food? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But we need, and lots of people like snack foods. But the thing we also have to remember is snack foods are oftentimes going to be really convenient. They're going to be heavily processed. And I am not against a heavily processed food, y'all. I will eat with the best of them. But we have to have a balance. And that balance comes from making sure that you have a meal that is well-rounded, that has, everything that you like, that you enjoy, but that's eaten in a way that allows you to be able to continue to enjoy the foods that you love, but also keep it so you're using food not only for enjoyment in your meals, but also as a source of nutrients, as a source of energy. So you can go on and do your day and do whatever you need to do. But when we snack all the time, we're just bringing in so many extra calories that 9 times out of 10, our bodies just don't need. Now, is snacking a sin? Heavens no, of course not. If you're super active and you just can't keep up with the energy levels or the energy requirements that your body has, yes, have a snack, have something, or add something a little bit more at your previous meal. But if you're really looking to understand if you have some dependency on food, if you have some leanings towards emotional eating, try not snacking and see what it brings up for you. See what it creates in your mind. What are the thoughts that your brain tells you? And I'm going to get into the brain right today, because today is just going to be about not snacking. But your brain will tell you an awful lot of things. And a lot of those things are things that you don't really need to listen to. And one of them is that you can't go longer than 2 hours without food. Oh, yes, you can. So really, I would encourage people to really start to look at what habits have you developed, and are you willing to make a change? And I mean, this is just a super, super simple, not complicated. I'm not asking anybody to change anything that they eat, just asking you to think about, why is it that you feel so compelled to eat between meals? Do you really need it? Or is it a habit? Or is it something that you turn to so you don't have to deal with the emotions or circumstances in your life? That's what we really need to look at. So get really clear on why the snacking is happening, how much snacking is happening, how it's impacting your not only your emotional reactions, but are you using it as a way to avoid emotional reactions? Or is it something that you need to just say, you know what, maybe I just need to eat more, fulfilling meals and really enjoy my meals, and then not have to do that turning to snacking. Because again, so many excess calories and so much mindless eating that doesn't necessarily need to take place. So again, this is more just for your own knowledge, your own information, and to really start to look at, what is my relationship with food? Am I using food to keep me occupied during the day, and that's why I snack all the time? And is there things that I'm avoiding, and that's why I'm snacking? So something to think about, all good things to think about. So I'm hoping that this has been very helpful for you. I hope that you can take a look at your eating habits, at your snacking habits, and determine, why are you snacking? And if you are snacking and you feel like it's a problem and you have a few pounds that you want to lose, this is the first and the easiest thing that you can do to start to see if there's any sort of issue, and then really just make that little slight shift, that little slight change. Really, y'all, weight loss is just about a series of little tiny habits that we change. And when we change them, they then add up and make significant changes in our lives. Hope this was helpful for you. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you all next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would like to learn how you can lose the weight you want and understand and manage your emotional eating, sign up for my free Stop Dieting 5-Step Guide. Just go to go.kristenjonescoaching.com/stop-dieting-guide to get your free copy.